Let's go now.
Welcome to the Walmart World Radio Podcast. The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kirby, Gwen, and friends.
The man with the name so nice, you got to say it twice. Jeff, welcome back to the show, friend.
Kirby.
How are you?
Thanks for inviting me.
You are always welcome. You have a never-ending invitation. What's going on?
Nothing much. Decided I want to hear, you got What Do the Lonely Do for Christmas?
We do.
Oh, my God.
That is not.
Just play it.
You are something else.
Everybody's going to laugh at me because I'm going to sing it so loud.
Yes, I mean, listen, there's no denying that is a great song. Anybody you want to shout out today, boo?
We are mass shouting out the whole store of Cicero 3004. Everybody's so great and getting along. And it's the holiday season. Everybody's shipping in, shipping out, and sticking together.
That's what we like to hear. Hey, Jeff, you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Happy holidays, boo, and I'll talk to you soon.
I'll talk to you, too. Love
you.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
You're checking out the Walmart World Radio Podcast. This is the group chat with Kirby, Gwen, and friends.
All right, it is time to take a look at some of the stories trending across the world wide web. First up, Travis Kelce's decade-old tweets are gaining some popularity amongst fans, showcasing his lighthearted and sometimes quirky reflections on topics like goat racing, phone troubles, and misspelled enthusiasm for Chipotle and Olive Garden. You know what? Delete all the old tweets.
Yeah, at least they're not digging up anything bad on him.
That's true. At least they are lighthearted and fun, because this doesn't always go in everyone's favor.
No, they start
digging
tweets from 10, 12, 15 years ago. Sometimes it can get a little rough.
Good luck, everybody. Hey, next up, Patti LaBelle, the godmother of soul, revealed that modern pop divas like Beyonce, Ariana Grande, and others actually seek her advice, dubbing herself the OG and expressing her willingness to provide guidance based on her experiences. Come on now. I mean, Patti LaBelle at 79 has shared her influence on artists like Cardi B, with whom she recently actually collaborated on some holiday-themed projects. And she also described Ariana Grande as a sensational and soulful talent who once selected her to introduce her as Woman of the Year at the 2018 Billboard Women in Music Awards. Come on, you cannot not love Patti LaBelle.
Not only that, she makes a delicious sweet potato pie.
Patty pies. Great minds think alike, Dave. I was like, yes, 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 beautiful, you know, beautiful music, amazing vocals. But what about those patty pies?
I mean, Lady Marmalade's fine, but the sweet potato pie.
It's patty season right now.
It is, absolutely.
I mean, we're playing patty on the Bluetooth. We got patty pies warming up in the oven. She doesn't miss. Patty, get all your money this season. And speaking of Thanksgiving dishes, you can ensure a delightful Thanksgiving by including the most beloved side dishes, as indicated by a recent study where 2/3 of people express a preference for sides over the main entree. Mashed potatoes have claimed the top spot, surpassing stuffing, obviously.
Well, and, first of all, they called it stuffing.
Yeah. It's dressing.
Yeah.
Are we living the same life? Are
no,
we part of the
no
same
No offense
family?
To the people in the Midwest. I'm from there, but I've been in the South for 15 years. It's dressing. I learned that lesson very quickly.
But stuffing and dressing are a little different. There's
they
a difference
are, yes.
in how you make everything, but to each its own. Also, macaroni and cheese securing the third position at this year's ranking. I'm not really mad at this ranking.
No, me either. Those are my favorites for sure. I might be an outlier, but I do not care for a green bean casserole.
I don't either. You know, you can feel that with some collard greens or maybe a nice potato salad.
There you go.
Yeah.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Charlene and I'm calling from Walmart store 6588 in Slidell, Louisiana.
Well, welcome on back, Charlene. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. Let's catch up. What's been going on?
Oh, nothing much. You know, just working, living life, having fun.
All right, being that girl, that's what it sounds like to me.
Exactly.
What can I do for you?
Well, I was just calling to give a shout out to Taylor, our pharmacy manager, and LaShawn, our staff pharmacist, to say thank you. They bought us lunch today. They're always so awesome.
Happy holidays, Charlene, to you and the team.
Thank you. Same to you. Enjoy your holiday.
You too.
Be safe.
Bye.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hello, hello, friend. It is Kirby Gwen, and as you know, 'tis the season, Dave.
Yes, it is.
To save a little money and live a little better.
That's right.
As you know, Walmart Black Friday deals are going on right now. I'm doing my grocery shopping yesterday, right? Catching up on my life. And I almost, when I tell you, I almost broke my neck when I saw this vision of beauty. I saw the 30-inch round mainstay mirror. This is a big mirror, Dave. 30 inches is a big mirror.
That's a big mirror.
Guess how much this mirror is for Black Friday?
$50.
$20.
Oh, that's that is a good deal.
Bucks. No, Dave, you don't understand. No, you're saying that's a good deal, but you don't feel it like I feel it, okay? If you are on feng shui and like home decor TikTok like I am, you know what this means. I mean, all the girls are looking for the dupes. Everybody's trying to make the home a little cozier for the holidays and beyond. But I'm telling you, if you never listen to another thing that I say on this Walmart and Sam's Club Radio, baby, you need the 30-inch round wall mirror. It is, they come in like this really cute, like rustic silver finish, and then there's some that have like the black finish as well. But $20.
That's a deal.
I'm telling you. All
There's
right.
There's no other way to say it, Kirby. That's
You're
a
looking
deal.
At me like you don't believe me. So I'm just going, you know what? If you, the girls who get it, get it. What about you? Have you found any hot items that you want to take advantage of this Black Friday?
Well, you know, I'm more of a tech guy.
Okay.
There is the Samsung Galaxy Watch 4.
Ooh.
Classic stainless steel on sale for just $99.
You are never getting an Apple Watch, are you? You are not going to come over to the Apple side, are you?
Probably
Especially not with deals like this.
Not with deals like this.
Hey, if you want to take advantage of the Black Friday deals from Walmart and Walmart.com, friend, you need to hurry up while supplies last. Check them out today. And if you get something good, tell us about it. Let us know.
Let us know.
Let us know. You can keep in touch with us all over social at Walmart World.
You're checking out the Walmart World Radio Podcast. And now, from the desk of Kirby Gwen, here's Before You Go.
All right, friend, this is the part of the show where I always like to share just a little something from me to you that is helping to carry me through. And maybe, just maybe, it might help you out too. Affirmation for the day. The world needs my light, and I am not afraid to shine. Friend, today is a reminder that you add value to every single room that you enter, every table that you sit in. The world is truly a better place because you are here. Never forget that you are worthy and you truly are valuable. Thank you for spending a little time with us today. A big shout out to our incredible associates in the stores and in the clubs. And as always, love, remember, life, it is what you make it. So please, make it a good one. And stick around. The Chris Show is coming up next. Love you. Bye.
The Chris Show.
Walmart and Sam's Club Radio. Is this?
This is Pam Rice from 3308 in Middleburg, Florida. How you doing, Chris?
Good. How are you?
Good. I have to wish somebody a happy belated birthday, if I could.
Of course.
It's my coach, Coach Amanda Waters, and she's from 3308 in Middleburg also.
All right. Happy belated birthday. That is awesome. Thank you so much for calling in with that wonderful birthday shout out.
All right. Take care, Chris.
Hi, this is Chris Chase. I'd like to give a shout out to Dawn Kraft for her birthday.
Excellent. Happy birthday. Where are you calling from?
Decorah, Iowa, 913.
Well, happy birthday. Let's do that properly. Thank you so much for calling in with that great birthday shout out. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Give him a topic, but he won't give you any right answers. It's wrong answers only with Milton Berle. With Beethoven.
So wrong.
I mean, Chris.
Taking on the world of turkey trots today in wrong answers only, or I can't run faster than a turkey. I feel called out. What about I can go back for third helpings if I run this, right?
Yeah, I like that one.
And last but not least, not sure I can trot for that long, but I'll try. A lot of trotting. That's some wrong answers for the turkey trot. Have you ever participated in one?
I actually haven't, but as long as it's not too long, I'd be down just to, you know,
5K?
Burn off those calories.
A little 5K before stuffing your face?
Yeah.
What's stuffing?
Have you ever done one?
I don't think so.
All right.
No, I've done other 5Ks, but not a turkey trot.
Can you beat Chris in random trivia?
It's time
for Take On Me.
Today's Take On Me question is, which U.S. president received a live raccoon as a Thanksgiving present? Producer Tanner, you got those multiple choice answers.
That's right. So your options for today's Take On Me question are A, James Madison, B, Franklin D. Roosevelt, or C, Calvin Coolidge.
All right.
So there you go.
So I think I got my answer. So if you get it wrong, I get a chance to get it right. And if I get it wrong, We both get it wrong. You'll get to pick a song, hopefully.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hi, this is Chris. I'm an electronics associate here at store 2230. I wanted to take the take on me question.
All right, Chris versus Chris. Do you need the multiple choice answers again?
Actually, I know the answer. The president who got the raccoon was Calvin Coolidge.
That is correct. Great job.
Chris, is that just common knowledge that you knew that?
Oh, no. I'm a bit of a history buff in my spare time.
Oh, very nice.
When it
very
comes to U.S. nice. Presidents, I wanted to take on the question.
That is awesome. Is there anybody at a store that you'd like to give a shout-out to?
Actually, yes. I'd like to give a shout-out to the entire electronics team, my boss, Corey, my team members, Haley, Thomas, Eric, and Tyler. And I wanted to give a shout-out to our store manager, Mike. We're doing great. I wanted to let you guys know you're all doing awesome.
That is wonderful, Chris. Great name. Great job taking on me. Have a wonderful day.
You too, Chris.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Happy grand reopening at store 1800 in Garland, Texas. It's DJ Bo and I hanging out. We are pumped. We're under a lovely balloon arch right now. Very inspiring. The associates are working hard to get ready for their celebrations happening at 9 this morning. Shout out to the associates that made the balloon arch. They did a great job.
Okay. It looks great.
And all the associates are like, they're working super hard right now. They're a little bit everywhere in the store, like putting all those finishing touches on. They're doing a great job.
Oh, yeah. Well, since I've got DJ Bo with me, we're going to play a little game, Bo, that I like to call.
How well do you recognize this movie scene?
It's my favorite movie.
I remember that when I was a kid.
This is Guess the Movie.
Bo and I will reenact a scene from a very, very popular early 2000s movie. Are you ready for this, Bo?
I'll give it a shot.
All right. And scene.
All right. Miss Rhode Island, please describe your idea of a perfect date.
That's a tough one. I'd have to say April 25th because it's not too hot, not too cold. All you need is a light jacket.
Mm.
And scene. This is one of the most popular scenes from this movie. I see this meme pop up.
Yeah.
About what's the perfect date? April 25th.
So you're a wise guy now.
Lisa, you're tearing me apart.
Oh, yeah. Woo-hoo.
Did you pick up on Chris's impeccable acting? Let's see who guessed the right movie.
This is Tori from Stuttgart 0102.
All right, you calling in to guess the movie?
Yes, I am.
All right, what do you think it is?
Miss Congeniality.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You're the first person to get that right. Is there anybody at your store that you'd like to give a shout-out to?
I just want to give a shout-out to my whole produce team.
All right, way to go, produce team. You guys are keeping it cool, just like that lettuce. I don't know what that means.
Yes, but you are.
You got it right. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a fantastic Friday.
Thank you.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Welcome back to a very special live broadcast from store 1800 in Garland, Texas. And I'm joined by Joe from Electronics. Joe, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Glad to be here.
So I heard rumor that you've been here 35 years?
35 years.
35 years. Yep. Joe, what was your first job at Walmart?
I worked at the old Hypermart.
Mm-hmm.
That was when I was 40. I'm 70 now.
You're 70 now?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
You look great, Joe.
Well, thank you. I started out as a package clerk. Back then, package clerk? Yeah.
Okay.
That's how it was set up. Then from there, I went to cashier. Then from there to CSM, to there for an manager. Then a department manager for stationery, department manager for HPA, department manager for grocery.
Wow.
So pretty much I've been all over.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, right.
Like that Johnny Cash song. Joe has been everywhere.
Everywhere.
So have you been at this store the whole time?
Yes.
Wow.
We transferred from the old Hypermart to here.
That is incredible.
They build it, yeah.
Man, is there anybody at the store that you'd like to give a shout out to?
Oh, I have a lot of friends.
That's all right. You can name as many as you can remember.
Well, there's people that I know that I worked with at Hypermart was Julia. A lot of the ones that I know are no longer with Walmart. Mm-hmm. They're doing other things.
Yeah.
And that was Tony Cantrell. I mean, they're...
This goes on and on.
Yeah, it was, I mean, a lot of them, their names I don't can't get in my head right now. But,
so, Joe, what's kept you here for 35 years?
be honest with you, it's not the same every day.
Yeah.
And the customers are not the same every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just the idea of being around and meeting people and stuff like that.
It's absolutely incredible. Just an adventure every single day.
Oh, yes, it is.
Joe, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about your incredible 35 years here.
I met Sam Walton.
Wow.
When I was CSM on the front end, he did a surprise visit, didn't announce it.
Wow.
He comes in. I got all my people on. Everybody's on. I'm packing to help and package.
Uh-huh.
He comes up there and taps me on the shoulder, and I thought it was a customer.
Yeah.
And I looked, I didn't recognize him. Then he introduced himself.
Yeah.
And I said, oh my goodness, I almost fainted right there.
Yeah.
And so I was nervous. I talked to him a little bit. And then, you know how back then they had lights where they flicker?
Mm-hmm.
The call CSM.
Oh, okay.
So I had to run up there. In the meantime, his wife and his daughter was coming up the aisle too. And I said, oh my goodness. There was one express that was not being used. I jumped on it, man.
Yeah.
just to keep it going. And what was funny, we kept calling managers to come up there.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody showed up.
Yeah.
Nobody showed up. And then finally, Sam Walton got on the page. He wanted all management up to the front. I don't know what he said to him, but I don't think it was nice.
Oh.
But it was a good experience.
Yeah, well, that is an absolutely incredible story that you told, Joe. And once again, just thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you.
The Bo Show.
Oh, yeah. The countdown is on to the big turkey day. We want you to tell us what the answer is to Bo's impossible question of the day. 25% of people say they like this Thanksgiving dish. What is it?
Mm.
Pretty generic.
Yeah. Right?
But what do you think it is? 25% of people say they like this Thanksgiving dish.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hey, it is the Bo Show. Heading over to line 12 and the wonderful state of Arizona. 5626. Is this Abraham?
Yes, it is.
How are you today?
I'm doing all right.
What do you think? 25% of people say they like this Thanksgiving dish.
25%. I think that's cranberries.
Cranberries. Oh, yes. You know what? I think we're going to get lots of great guesses today. And Abraham, we'll find out if you're right coming up here at the end of the show, okay?
All right.
Thanks for
Have
calling
a good
in.
Day.
You too. Bye-bye.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast. Think you're Sherlock Holmes or something? We'll get that British accent ready. It's time for Detective Product.
All right, here we go. We're going to give you some clues to an item you could find at your store or at your club. Your job's to figure out what that item is with these clues. Ready? Here we go. This item is often stored in the garage. Some are made of metal, while others are made of wood or plastic. You might even own this item if you have lots of trees around your house. Ooh, that last one there, Tanner, I think that was probably the gimme. We'll find out, though.
Yeah, it might be.
Hey, it is the Bo Show. What's your guess?
It's a rake.
It is a rake. Yeah. That was super easy today. Who's this?
Gigi, I'm calling from store 5857 Westerville, Ohio.
Well, Gigi, thank you so much. It was a rake today. You cracked the case. Congratulations. Anybody at your store you want to shout out?
Coach Bill, my team lead, Angela, my husband, Tim, he works here as well, and our store manager, Alex. She's pretty cool.
All right. Well, Gigi, thanks for calling up. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
You're checking out the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
We're talking about holiday hosting right now, making sure that you got everything that you need for that spread. And I happen to have our merchant team in the studio right now. We're going to talk about some of the great offerings that we have for the holiday season. I want to start with Kevin. So what you got over there on Rollback that we all need to know about?
So right now we are running a Del Monte corn and green bean Rollback. Regular price $1.48. Rollback price $1. So you can buy a can, you can buy 10 cans. You have everything you need for your holiday season.
So Adrian, soups and meals, what you got? Tell me all about it.
We are so excited this season. We've got multiple rollbacks. We've got things on Campbell's cream of mushroom and cream of chicken, which is something that we'll have for $1 this year.
Wow, nice.
Go to stores, you'll be able to stock up. You'll be able to do everything from your favorite casseroles to chicken cobbler, which has been going viral on TikTok lately. So we're excited about that. You'll also have your broths for $1.98. That's 50 cents off from what the usual price is. And across the board, you'll be seeing savings in the soups aisle.
There you go. I love it. You said it. Savings, savings, savings. We've got it at Walmart.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hey, it is the Bo Show. Who's
this? Hi, this is Madison from Walmart 1022 in Tyler, Texas.
Hey, Madison. What can I do for you?
I wanted to give a good old shout out to one of our maintenance guys, Billy. He goes above and beyond for our store and everybody.
All right. Well, shout out to Billy. And Madison, thanks so much for calling up and shouting them out.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You know, really, Tanner, shout out to our entire maintenance team out there. You know, it is the season, especially up in the north where you got some snow going on and that sort of thing where, you know, they're tracking that mud in and that kind of, they have a lot of work to do and they're working super hard, just like everybody else. You know, shout out to everyone, but shout out to the maintenance teams across the country.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
You're checking out the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hey, that's going to do it for the Bo Show today, but before we head out, I've got some milestones that I want to celebrate. Walmart Store 4615 in Oklahoma. Big shout out to 40 years, Genevieve. Way to go, Genevieve. Next, 35 years over in Alabama, Distribution Center 6006, and Anita, nice job. Susan, also 35 years in Wisconsin, Walmart Store 1138. And last but not least, heading to Louisiana, Sam's Club 4775. Shout out to Jennifer, 25 years. If you see any of these great associates, be sure to wish them a happy workiversary this month. They answer to the impossible question, sweet potatoes and marshmallows. 25% of people say they like that dish for Thanksgiving. Don't forget to pick up what you need for that Thanksgiving meal. Till next time. See ya.
Thanks for listening. Take us on the go. Listen live at walmartworld.com and follow us for more on social at Walmart World. This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.